This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I shared an impact statement from 2 Kings 6:16. Let me share another one from 2 Kings 7:9. We're not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. The context indicates Samaria was under siege by Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram's army. The inhabitants were desperate to the point of cannibalism. The prophet Elisha said that the next day there would be so much food available that you could buy it for next to nothing. Bystanders couldn't believe it. That night, God caused the besieging army to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army. They were so shaken they left everything and fled for their lives. 4 lepers decided to surrender, but when they got to the enemy's camp, they found it was abandoned, with food everywhere. They gorged themselves and started hiding silver, gold, and clothes. Then they remembered there was a population starving to death who didn't know what had happened. So they said to each other in this impact statement, "We're not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves." When they shared the good news, everyone was able to go and get what they needed, and the prophet's words came true. Put in the form of an impact thought, it would be said, Christians are to be like one beggar telling another beggar the good news of where to find satisfying spiritual food. If you've received the good news of Jesus Christ our Savior, do the right thing by sharing that good news with others. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.